This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me. Today's topic, paying national debt. Since money is imaginary, any debt measured in money is imaginary. People are under the misimpression that something imaginary can threaten the very survival of the nation because they have been brainwashed to think so. The reality is that the things that people actually need, food, utilities, manufacturing, and protection, are needed no matter what the capitalists do. The very nature of capitalism is parasitic. Markets don't require capitalists. Imaginary money is more a convenience than a requirement for markets to work. People will barter with chickens for what they need if they have to. They don't need money lenders. During the time of Rome, lending money was considered immoral and unsavory because it was exploitative and arbitrary. The basic fact is, the national debt isn't really a debt at all. It's the distortion caused by the imaginary nature of money, and the people who worry about it aren't very imaginative. Because creative people can imagine a simple way out of debt. For example, if a new imaginary currency was created, say a cryptocurrency, the U.S. could create an amount of cryptocurrency that equals the debt and pay its creditors with it. They could legitimize the crypto by allowing it to be used to pay taxes, tariffs, fines, and any other payments to the government. The people who would receive this imaginary money would be the same ones that everyone else used to owe debt to, and they could remain imaginarily ultra-wealthy. For more, see my website at martinhash.com.